At least 15 people, including Afghan schoolchildren, have been killed in a bomb attack targeting a NATO convoy in Paktia province. Reports say two U.S.-led foreign soldiers are among the fatalities. 25 people have also been injured in the incident. At this time, there are no claims of responsibility. A bomb blast kills at least seven people, including women and children, in eastern Afghanistan. The explosion took place in Laghman province. All of the victims were members of a family. Local officials are blaming Taliban militants. Relatives of the 16 Afghans killed in a shooting rampage by an American soldier in Kandahar last year are calling for his execution. The Afghans are outraged over a bargain that could see Robert Bales escape the death penalty in return for pleading guilty to murder. Support is pouring in for a man who shed light on U.S. wars in Afghanistan, that is, and Iraq. Demonstrators have rallied in the U.S. demanding the release of Private Bradley Manning. Similar protests have also been held worldwide. Manning is charged with leaking classified files to WikiLeaks. He faces a court-martial on Monday. In Turkey, police have used tear gas and water cannons to disperse demonstrators as they tried to march on the prime minister's offices in Ankara and Istanbul. The country has been the scene of anti-government protests since Friday. Amnesty International says at least two people have been killed in violent clashes with police. Meanwhile, the European Union has condemned police brutality in Turkey. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has issued a statement criticizing the disproportionate use of force by Turkish police against protesters. The United States, France, and Britain have also called on Turkey to exercise restraint. Yemen's human rights minister is on hunger strike in protest at the continued detention of scores of people arrested during the 2011 anti-regime protest that led to the ouster of former ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh. Huria Mashour says she will not stop her strike unless detainees are released. At least 112 people have lost their lives in a factory fire in northeastern China. The blaze broke out in a poultry processing plant in Jilin province. It's not immediately known what caused the fire. A rescue operation is underway to save those trapped in the plant. The death toll may rise.